Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Well, there are those who would say it is too easy. The man is pretending. It's his voice. It's his personality. It's not really anything special. And there are others here who would see something different. They would start to feel the energy and the light that has come into this place, and the caring and the love. They would see the entourage of multidimensional creatures. Who are on their knees in front of you, saying thank you. Thank you for feeling home. Thank you for being in this place at this time, an acknowledgement of what you know the earth is going through. And there's no question about these messages being accurate and true. Riding in on a beam that is pure, without judgment of anyone. A beam that is healing and loving. Representing the core of the human being. Look at your DNA, scientist, and tell me how much of it you understand. And you will say 3.5% is biological, and the rest, who knows? 90% of your DNA is unknown to science, has no concept of what it might be for, and I will tell you, it is your magnificence. It is your Akashic record. It is the blueprints of all of your stem cells. It is all there. It is all willing to be changed. It is multidimensional. It is not static. All of it can be moved, changed, rearranged, except the 3.5%, which is in 3D. And old souls have made the journey to come sit here today. And you wonder about why you feel the way you do, and why you have the dreams that you're having. You wonder what the energy is. We're going to discuss that later in this day. But let us give you a concept that you would understand. You cannot realign consciousness without some attributes of discomfort. You cannot give instructions to the body to heal itself and throw away everything that it used to be yesterday without discomfort. You can't go through a full recalibration of who you are without discomfort. And the discomfort may simply be an uneasiness. It may simply be a lack of acuity of the moment. It may be a bad dream, an upset stomach. It's as bad as it gets. That's realignment. That's spirit saying to you, look at what you've got here. Number one, intent. The intention of changing yourself, the implantation of permission to change. And you sit in the chair. Oh, my partner makes fun of it. He says, well, they're here on vacation. When he put together the program, my partner always asks the same thing of me. He says, how many days shall we channel? How many days of intensiveness shall there be? How many days of information should there be? And I said, 2. And he said, yes, but we're going to be here a long time. I said, 2. Representing the duality, the structure of what this is all about. And I said, the other days will be intensive as they submerge themselves into the waters of Lemuria, gaze upon the beauty. Gaia speaks to them of home, of who they are, as they wander from place to place, as they visit joyfully with one another. All of these things, that is their intensity as they go to sleep at night. And their dreams are different from any other place they've ever been. That's the intensity we work upon them. They let us in their relaxation state. 2. And so what I'm saying is that the channel may be important, and the information may be new, but the core reality of the truth will come from the realignment that you're experiencing when you're not in a meeting, when there is no structure around your time, when you relax your body finally to say, I will go and be and do. Tomorrow you are visiting a holy place, and you might say, well, crying, I'm not a Hindu. You're visiting a holy place. An ancient belief system that honors the soul's return. An ancient belief system that honors the ascension process of the human being. You may meet those who don't believe what you believe, but you look at them and you see the love of God. Let the love of God in you greet them, for you all have something in common. You may not understand their language or their process, their protocol, their ceremony, but you'll be walking on sacred ground and you'll feel it. And even the plants grow differently there. We tell you this because the love of God does not follow a protocol of human belief systems. Neither does healing. It is there when you call for it, no matter what garb you're wearing, or whether you've dedicated your life or shaved your head. God doesn't care. Know this, old soul. You have every right to walk on that holy ground. There are those here in the room right now who have walked the soil of Lemuria before, when it was higher than it is today, who have been part of that which was the essence of the spiritual seeds of the planet, who have worked the puzzle from the beginning and are here to watch it graduate. And it brings you to these chairs because the potential is that this 26,000 year alignment, representing almost the beginning to now, is what we always conceived of as the pinnacle of where humans would decide to go. And you're beginning to change it. We've said this before, less than 0.5% of this planet must awaken to these truths for the entire planet to shift. And it's beginning to happen. And so your part in it is not to evangelize it, not to pass it to others, but to be the lighthouse that you are. Hold the light so strongly that the earth benefits from your transformation. hold it so strongly that people will know who you are because of the way you treat other people. Because of what you say and what comes out of your mouth. Because of the love they feel in you. Be a safe person to be around. One that does not spew that which is your opinion on everyone else, but rather that which is the love of God. Let them see the masters in you. Take the light and hold it. Don't evangelize it. Just be it. This is your job. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to relax and take your power. Taking your power is easy. It simply means taking the duality of the two and putting those things which are earthly in the back seat, working the puzzle every day of being here, whether it's going to work or whether it's raising children, whatever it is, you deal with it in the light of God. And that means you put that essence of the mastery which is you in front, and you put it in the driving seat. And every corner that you turn is turned on purpose because you're at the wheel. There will be those who see you and don't understand, but you will feel safe to them and they will know you're pure. This is the test of a light worker. Not to be in a 3D paradigm of spiritual growth where you have to do things, climb stairs, count beads, pay, share certain doctrines with others, have meetings. It is not what you're here for. You're here to hold a light, opening the door to the higher self, grabbing that 90% of your DNA and understanding there's mastery there. You may meet those tomorrow who have done exactly that within the paradigm of their own belief. They have discovered the love of God. This is your challenge. Let me tell you in passing, finally, there is no human being who is more equipped than the ones who sit here. For it has all been done before and you have lived it. And so we say to you now, pull upon that which you have already done, claim that self-worth which is already yours, rearrange and recalibrate what was important and is not, and push love to the forefront and understand that it creates for you as you walk step by step and will bring you the things that you have asked for and beyond in ways that you might even not know. Stand tall before God because you are a piece of it, all of it. Tonight we will try to explain a little more what happened here. Kauai. Lemuria. Home. And so it is.